heartfelt pleading. The Friedeker Rebbe related, Reber, the father of Amendel de Meshores, was a simple Yid who constantly recited Tillim while delivering milk. At his bar mitzvah, he had been by the Tzemach Tzedek, who instructed him to say the entire Tillim daily, as well as while he traveled. Years later, before his chasana, the Rebbe reminded him, remember to say Tehillim at all times. He once told the Tzemach Tzedek, I wake up every day at 11:45 a.m. and read Tikkun Chatzois, Tehillim, and Zohar. I don't understand what I'm reading, but saying it all gives me such pleasure. I'm a wagon driver, so I know that a man can travel only when the horses are harnessed. When I related the above to my father, he remarked, the world stands on the Tehillim of these simple Yidden. The pleasure it brings Hashem is beyond description. A number of simple, unlearned businessmen and farmers once arrived to spend Shabbos in Mezhebuzh. On Friday night, they joined the Suda of the Baal Shem Tev, who showered them with attention. To one of them, the tzaddik gave the wine remaining in his becher. Another was given slices of challah, and some had the schus of receiving fish and meat from his plate. Watching this conduct of the Baal Shem Tev, and seeing the attention he was giving to these simple folk, his Talmidim were perplexed. On Shabbos, as usual, the Baal Shem Tev had the Suda alone with his Talmidim. The unlettered guests had their own hurried Suda and returned to Shul to read Tehillim, while at the Suda, the Baal Shem Tev delivered a Maimer. Inspired by the profound teachings of the Rebbe, the Talmidim sang a meditative Nigun. Feeling so greatly uplifted, some of them were relieved that this time they did not have to share their Suda with the ignorant people. They still wondered about the affection shown to them by the Baal Shem Tev. Hardly had the thought crossed their minds when the tzaddik became deeply serious and began to describe the unique quality of the avodah of a simple, sincere yid. The Talmidim resumed the nigun while the Baal Shem Tev sat deep in thought. Suddenly he opened his eyes and told his Talmidim that each of them should place his right hand on his neighbor's shoulder. He then told them to close their eyes, and he closed the circle by placing his holy hands on the shoulders of those near him. The Talmidim suddenly felt themselves transported to the highest worlds by sweet music. This was the music of familiar psukim of Tehillim, interspersed with requests in informal Yiddish that sprang spontaneously from warm and humble hearts. The Talmidim, overcome by the devout sincerity of these tefillahs, sat entranced and trembling, their eyes closed, tears coursing down their faces. They wished that they too could attain such heights. When the Baal Shem Tev removed his hands, breaking the circle, the music was no longer to be heard. The Talmidim were instructed to open their eyes and continue singing. Soon after, the Tzaddik explained that the spiritual bliss that they had experienced had been aroused by the Tehillim being recited in the next room by the simple Yidden. Their words, springing from the deep faith that is their very essence, were bringing Hashem indescribable pleasure. The Friedeker Rebbe described how in the past even ordinary Chabad Chassidim had a pnimius to them. Even those who did not understand the meaning of the words said Tillim with an inner sincerity that was superior even to the Tillim with tears that is said today. The reading of Tehillim has tremendous power, repelling evil decrees from a person, his family, and even his entire generation, and generously drawing down bracha and hatzlacha. There is a tradition that a person in need of a Yeshua should recite the entire Tehillim every day, humbly and without interruption, and he will be saved. Also, nothing protects a person from evil more than the Kaddish recited after the Tzibur says Tehillim. However, these qualities apply to those who read Tehillim as it ought to be read, word by word, with a nigun of gratitude and of request to Hashem. We should put our heart into understanding those tefillahs, even though we are unable to perceive their true depth. For they were revealed to David HaMelech by Ruach HaKodesh to ward off trouble. Nevertheless, a person who does not understand them can also merit their positive effect, provided that they are recited slowly and carefully. The Friedeker Rebbe writes, whoever says Tehillim every day, pleasantly and deliberately, grants the public protection and salvation. His words are precious in the eyes of Hashem. The Malachim embrace and kiss the letters of his words and carry them before his throne with joy and awe, where they intercede on his behalf, on behalf of his family, and on behalf of his entire community. In the days of Tsarist Russia, Yiddish children were often snatched and taken off to be trained in the militia. Many such 6- and 7-year-olds from various cities were once conscripted as a group, and their parents, wailing fathers and mothers, followed them until the officers drove them away. At some point during their lengthy trek, the children were temporarily confined in a fortified house. They began to talk about their unfortunate circumstances, how they were being forcibly taken with the intention of eventual conversion, with no opportunity for escape. They knew that if they were to fake illness, they would be abandoned or poisoned. The tearful parting of their parents pained them as well. Then they reminded each other, at home, whenever there was a tzara, people always said to him, there's no greater calamity than what is happening to us, so let us daven. However, they had no svarim and did not know any kapitlach of Tilim by heart. But from their days in Cheder, they remembered the tune to which they used to sing their way through the psukim of Tilim. Their cries pierced the heavens, and through a quick turn of salvation, they were all returned to their homes.